Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast. And I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia, on celebrating over 10 years of broadcasting. That's right, a decade here on liveparanormal.com and History FM. Thank you, Rob Sarek, the site founder of Live Paranormal, for providing this format each and every week. Everyone, feel free to call into the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316 as well. Feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in. Get yourself an avatar. Then you're part of the LP family here. Thank you to all of our moderators throughout the years. Thank you guys so much for patching us through at live events. And everybody, thank you so much for all your support out there too as well. And everybody, today we're returning to the show. We welcome five-time Bram Stoker Award finalist and best-selling Ghost of the Quad Cities author, Michael McCarty. Now he's promoting his new release, Eerie Quad Cities. Everyone visit at Michael McCarty 6. That's at Michael McCarty 6 on both Twitter and Instagram, at QC Ghosts, and on Amazon search Ghosts of the Quad Cities, and also too as well his new release, Eerie Quad Cities. Upcoming, we have a celebrity psychic medium, the psychic housewife of New Jersey, returning to the show as seen on the Holzer Files, Psychic April. That's going to be the 16th next Saturday. Real Life The Conjuring House family member Andrea Perron will be returning to the program on the 23rd. That's 2 weeks from today. The Heritage Hunter Society paranormal researcher Michael Lacciano will be on the program on the 6th of November. Our paranormal journey field investigator George Chopin, he'll be on the program on November 4th. Also paranormal researcher and YouTube sensation Carl the Crusher will be on the program on November 13th. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. We have other guests that are securing their dates. If you build it, they will come. Everybody's starting to book themselves for this show. So thank you, everyone, coming aboard here, too, on the program. So like the Ghost Host on LiveParanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Also like LiveParanormal.com on Facebook group page. A lot of great new broadcasters have been added to the LP lineup here. And also, too, check out the membership packages. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Serrett, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the members here. So a lot of great paranormal books by some of your favorite paranormal authors right here. They're just giving away to the members here on My Paranormal. And support the vendors here on My Paranormal, too, as well. They keep the lights on for the station and everything. So support the vendors. And tonight on My Paranormal, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, and also now, too, on Kindred Spirits, Chip Coffee right here Monday nights on LiveParanormal.com, along with Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhart, and many more right here on this very network. Archive shows, if you miss anything, they're available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of LiveParanormal.com. So just click on the thumbnail and you can review the show too as well. So let's bring her in here. Let's bring on the Ghost Host. Let's see here. The Ghost Host. Congratulations, Sophia. Over a decade here on Live Paranormal. Congratulations.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
I know. You're doing a fantastic job. You've helped a lot of people over the years. And yeah, couldn't be prouder of you, Sophia. So for the first time ever, you were actually on a Scottish podcast this past week. How did that go?
It went really well. Paranormal in History is a great show, and I was super happy to be a part of it as a guest. I will be on there again upcoming, so I can't thank Scott enough for having me on. It was such a fun time, and yeah, it was just a really great show. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you were on. You were supposed to be on there for like 60 minutes, and it turned out, what, 80 minutes?
Yeah, about 83.
Yeah, that was it was an incredible broadcast. Great feedback so far. Mom and Dad, we're going to sit and we're going to listen to it. So their archive of that, I know that's on Facebook and Twitter, too, is now as well. And so, yeah, I mean, that was the first time you'd done that. So, you know, big Scottish accents all around. I know you're always practicing yours and everything. So what was that like?
It was just a lot of fun, you know. I had a great time.
Well, tell us about our guest. He's trying to reach us right now. So he's calling in. And so tell us about your guest today.
Today, returning to the show, we welcome five-time Bram Stoker Award finalist and best-selling Ghost of the Quad City author Michael McCarty, now promoting his new release, Eerie Quad Cities. Everyone visit at Michael McCarty 6, at QC Ghosts, Amazon search Ghosts of Quad City and Eerie Quad Cities. Let's welcome him into the show.
Yeah, let's see if we got... Let's see, still trying to... Let's try him. Let me give this a try. Let me see here.
Oh, my God, this... scares me every time you do it. It makes me
number
very uncomfortable.
Number 309 7 9 4 1-5-9-5. Can't take your call now. 0-9. At the tone, 9. Please record your message. 1-5-9-5. Simply hang up or press pound for further options.
So chaotic. That's...
Well, it's not,
this is why the only job you could get as a show engineer is for me, because literally that is so scary. You do this every time. It makes me
this
so
happens every time too, because no, when it, like, he's trying to call and get the line and everything, so I thought, okay, let me try him, see if it works better that way, and then that little voice just starts reading off people's numbers, and as I try to close the. Well, no, it's just this. It's slow in the feed. When I try to bring you in, I always have to take the switchboard here and start early because it's slow to load. So, like, yeah, I'm trying to close that thing out, and it won't close out. So that usually means you have a lot of listeners, too, by the way.
Or it usually means you want to give me a heart attack that day.
That's the number I had for him, so let's see here.
Well, I would change it if I were him, too. I wouldn't want you having my phone number.
Yeah, let's see here. If I do that again, I'll do the same thing. I'll just start reading off this phone number, and
so
I can't cut it off.
Don't do it. It scares me. As the host, I'm saying, stop scaring me. This is a paranormal show.
A big
I'm not
delay.
Supposed to be frightened.
There's
we,
a big delay in the queue.
There's
so.
Been talks.
Yeah. Let's see. He's trying. I got it. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, and so everybody knows, too. I mean, it's our number here at the studio is 347-202-0316. You know, so you can call in live 347-202-0316 for any questions for our guests. But... yeah, I did the read back on that in his email. So he has that. He confirmed everything with us. But if I do that,
and if
it's
you give him your phone
thing,
number, he could read it out live on air.
Well, yeah, he won't read his number out on air again. So.
No, I mean you, for sure you.
Yeah, that's something I do.
See,
that's what happens
when
you just grab your dad
and
say,
we're really
help
funny,
me host
but this
show.
Is actually, yeah, people think we have a really funny dynamic. This is actually just how everything works for us in real life. Like, mom was like, yesterday,
yeah.
You're tired. Why are you roasting your dad? I'm like, dead or alive. I'll
see,
still
Central
be time
for
it.
It's 2 p.m. Central. I know that. I gave him the right time and everything. He does have that. He did confirm that with me. And 2 to 3 p.m. Central. So your show times are 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 2 p.m. Mountain, 2 to 3 Central. So, yeah, that's right. 3 to 4 Eastern and 8 to 9 UK, Greenwich Mean Time. And that was cool, too. I mean, Andrea Perron, she just confirmed with us. She's looking forward to coming on your show and real. She's real proud of you, so that was really cool. She secured.
She may be proud of you, but, you know, you keep giving people's personal information away, and it makes people very unnerved.
Yeah, well, I don't plan on doing that every show, just, you know, certain times, yeah.
No.
I did. I tried cutting that thing off. You probably heard all the clicking in the background. I sound like an eager Jeopardy contestant with one of those little buttons, you know, like, you know, clicking away, trying to shut this thing down, and it just did the little loading sign, and it wouldn't do it. So it wouldn't get rid of that. But you got Psychic April from the Halzer Files. She'll be on next week. She loves you to death, too.
Well, I love both Andrea and April. They're both super cool, respect people's privacy and personal cell phone numbers, so I do appreciate that about both of them. And so I'm very excited to have them on. Talking to someone normal for once is going to be, I'm over the moon for, because I live with you.
Right. You're used to talking to me a lot, so.
I get 1 hour a week to talk to a normal person.
Yeah, and Carl the Crusher, he's coming on November 13th. He's a big YouTube sensation guy. What kind of investigations does he do?
He does a lot of, you know, YouTube urban exploring and investigations. We actually met through Instagram. So, yeah, I'm super excited to learn more about him and his channel. He has, like, 3 million subscribers. So, yeah, I can't wait to hear just, you know, how he got started and, you know, what has been his experience with making these videos and everything. Because YouTube is so big, especially TikTok right now, too, just, you know, making these videos. It's a lot of effort and work put into editing and making sure it's something enjoyable for everyone. So I'm very excited to hear about his story.
Jeez, 3 million subscribers. I guess that does, you know, classify as a sensation at something. That's pretty big. That's a big audience ship. You got a lot of people checking out your YouTube channel. And I'm seeing it all the time where it's like, you know, when we were first setting this whole thing up, it's like you got all the time, you got, oh, this person subscribed to you, that person subscribed to you. So, yeah, you got a big little base there. People will check out your videos and stuff.
Unfortunately for me, you don't actually remember my phone number. So if you tried to call me, you wouldn't know where to call.
Is there a call for you? Oh, this is Mom. Yeah,
oh,
let's see. God. Yeah, Mom's texting me. She's coming to the fences here to see if she can help out. But, yeah, no, we tried him and everything. You know, so this happened before.
Well, he's had an emergency,
unfortunately,
too.
We've had that. You know, you've been on air over a decade, as we pointed out. And this has happened twice before, and unfortunately it was, you know, some emergency circumstances, so... Yeah, you know, I hope everything's okay with him. And we may have to try and have him back on another time of just rescheduling and everything. I know he's real proud of this book. And, Ghost of the Quad Cities. I know you had a lot of questions for him. There's a lot of great haunting accounts. But Ghost of the Quad Cities is his previous book. This is Eerie Quad Cities. And he also goes, you know, over some things that are like regarding a river monster, a Bigfoot, UFOs and things too. So he kind of broadened the spectrum where he had ghosts mm-hmm. before. This is like the full spectrum of the history. So of the Quad Cities and all the accounts. And he co-authored it with John Brassard Jr. And we had some questions for him on that too, as well, how they collaborated on the book. And a lot of great things regarding it. So you can search for the book, as well, Ghosts of the Quad Cities, Eerie Quad Cities, on Amazon through search. And, there's a lot of great questions here. He actually details out a lot of the hauntings and the reports. And then, of course, with Eerie Quad Cities, a lot of the other accounts, too, as well, on the other spectrum of the paranormal.
Yeah, it's really fascinating, all the work he's put into just the research for the books. He definitely is very knowledgeable, and it's really cool, you know, all he's compiled for these books. So it's just, yeah, it's really interesting to hear people's stories, especially when they're authors, because of the extensive research they do.
Yeah, let's see here. Type in a Mom, too, as well. This thing keeps grayscaling on me. It's sweet.
I was actually just talking on Paranormal and History about this, too. He was talking about, you know, we were talking about different guests, how some people, you know, are really talkative, some aren't. And, you know, I was saying sometimes, you know, since it's live radio, sometimes people will miss the show, usually due to an emergency. But, you know, it happens, and that's what makes it live radio is, you just really never sure what's going to happen. And you say something that you don't mean to, it's still out there. You can't really change it. So it's always just kind of a game of risk.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Let's reschedule with him because, I mean, you have loads of stuff. I know you were going to ask him about the title, how the industry changes in the publishing industry and, you know, what he's done to keep ahead, even with the promoting during COVID and everything, and just a lot of that inside stuff. As well as, I mean, you know, he does detail down, you know, a lot of the hauntings, UFO, lake monster sightings and things. And so, yeah, let's do that. Reschedule them, get them back on. I know you have a lot of guests coming up, but yeah, we'll see if we can fit them in there alongside another guest, or you really kind of need a full dedicated guest spot for him. So what we'll do is, yeah, we'll reschedule him for a later time. Hope everything's okay with him. But but congratulations, Sophia, 10 years on air, and we'll do that. Let's reschedule with him.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you. And I will talk to you guys again next week with Psychic April. She's always a great guest, and I can't wait to hear more just about what she's doing.
Yeah, and Psychic April, she promotes the heck out of you, and great friend of the family now, it turns out. So we even talk outside the show, but we'll do that, Sophia.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you, guys. I hope that you have a great rest of your weekend. Bye.
That's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temperley on MyParanormal.com. And, yeah, again, we'll reschedule Michael McCarty. Hope everything's okay with him. At Michael McCarty 6, at QC Ghost, Amazon search Ghosts of the Quad Cities, and also to his new release, Eerie Quad Cities. Coming up, as mentioned too, celebrity psychic medium, the psychic housewife of New Jersey, as featured on the Holzer Files, Psychic April. That'll be next Saturday, the 16th. Also, Real Life The Conjuring House family member Andrea Perron will be on the program 2 weeks from today. That's the 23rd. The Heritage Hunter Society paranormal researcher Michael Lacciano will be on the program on the 6th of November. Our paranormal journey field investigator George Chapin, he'll be on the program on November 4th. And paranormal researcher and YouTube sensation Carl the Crusher will be on the program on November 13th. Other guests are securing their dates too as well. And so, like the Ghost Host Sophia Temperley on LiveParanormal.com Facebook fan page. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temperley on LiveParanormal.com, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to the Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temperley, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.